Hi, welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast, the podcast where you choose your own adventure. That's not true. You're just going to listen to what we say and draw your own conclusions. That's the choice you make. Anyway, in this episode, Melissa Bledsoe is actually recording from her house, so she's going to reference some stuff like some construction going on. So that's what that's all about. Anyway, here it is, episode number 44.
Was that me beeping or you?
I don't know what that was.
I farted.
I must have got a text message.
We farted. Together.
Hey, if you guys could do anything in space, what would it be?
Oh, that's a really great question. If I could do anything in space, it would have to be something anti-gravity-y. Maybe like, okay, so I'd ride a motorcycle up a ramp and try to like jump 20 buses.
But you can, because you're in space.
Because so. So you just keep going. And hopefully I'll land.
Yeah, you and now you keep going. Now you're looking Mars.
Just keep going forever. I don't know, what would you do?
I'd try to get pregnant in space.
Oh, that'd be fascinating. You have a space baby. Would it be half Martian?
Yeah, space baby!
Now, when you say try to get pregnant, you mean with like an alien or like with a human?
No, with a human.
Oh, okay.
Stick with my race. You know how I roll.
But if an alien wants to jump in, I mean...
What about a white alien?
He's still an alien, though. It's a different genetic brand.
True. This is true.
It is true.
My baby might come out looking weird.
It would be fascinating if someone actually gave birth to a baby like on the moon, because then it would be a moon baby. I mean,
what country does he belong to?
What country? Yeah. Would it have citizenship with all countries? I don't know.
The world states of moon.
I like that. I think. I don't know what I would do. I think maybe something... I would play tennis in space.
That'd be fascinating.
That'd be super hard. It'd be like...
Yeah, that would be hard.
Not only are you trying to hit a tennis ball, but you're also dodging like all these asteroids and they're coming right at you.
Or, I can make a real-life asteroid, the arcade.
That's true. You could get inside of a triangle and just try not to get hit.
It'd be fun to play on the moon, I think.
I think so. It would be awesome. You can,
it would be awesome.
You can pick up rocks. You can ride that. You can pick up that. You can drive that space car that they have up there.
Yeah, that's cool.
The space car. It's the lunar rover.
I'd build a house out there.
A house?
A log cabin on the moon.
I hope you have asteroid insurance for your house.
Yeah, that would kind of suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the moon is made up of all the dust from all the asteroids that hit.
It's just a big cluster of dust.
It is. And now you know.
Smart.
And now you know. Hey, if you can't say much about the Anything Goes Inside podcast, but at least someone learned something.
It's educational.
It is educational. That's how I think of it.
Edumacation.
This is a very educational podcast.
The world is also round and not flat.
Get the fuck out of town.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Melissa, I'm getting sick of your crazy theories on the Earth and being round and stuff. You'll have to prove it, okay? Don't make these outlandish claims.
You like them, so get the fuck over it, Justin.
Magellan.
Yeah, I'm Jillin. It's a nice day.
I was waiting for somebody to say that. I'm Jillin like a felon.
Yeah, Jillin.
Jillin like Magellan. Marco Polo. This is fun. Anyway...
Another interesting podcast.
That was a great question about space.
I just heard a power tool turn on.
Oh, good lord.
Uh-oh.
Power tools.
Construction.
Was it his? Was it like something he's working on, or was it his junk turning on?
He has an activation switch.
Sure. Can't tell.
If you were half robot,
sounds so similar.
If you were half robot, tell me you wouldn't like. How could you not? Or how could you pass up the option to have like a spinning dick? Like,
I don't think ladies want that, do they?
Oh yeah.
A spinning dick?
Oh sure. One that it rotates really fast.
Oh, rotate. Okay, yeah. I see that. I see what you're saying. I mean, I think you meant it's not like helicoptering.
It's not helicoptering.
Like, how's that going to get in?
It's like drilling.
Okay. Like drilling. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they want that.
I
want
to be half robot for that.
Just for a drill penis?
Just for a drill penis.
When you say it like that, you make it sound like it's stupid.
They don't have a pill for one of those.
I think they do.
I think they do. It's in Rolling Stone.
It's in Rolling Stone.
The latest issue has a...
Yeah, if you look at back issues, I'm sure you can find some kind of pill.
Do you guys remember looking at Cosmopolitan and other magazines? Always the last few pages had all these sex supplements or dating website, dating numbers.
Yeah.
Did you ever... That it was the real dirty stuff was in the back.
And it's weird, right? Because that's such a popular... They're popular magazines. But somehow, they're still a little slutty in the back.
Yeah. All in the back.
You put all the dirty stuff in the back. Go to the back pages.
Go to the back and get slutty there.
That's where it gets sexy.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial for a website called Asian Date.
Huh?
It's a website. You've seen the commercial for Asian Date.
Does it end with "Love You Long Time"?
No. No. Unfortunately, it doesn't. But no, they show these Chinese women, and they're these women are the product of generations of hospitality and being kind. And I wasn't really sure what to think about the commercial because last time I checked, China didn't have a surplus of women that they needed to get off their hands. Don't they have a problem over there, Keaton?
They have way too many kids. I thought.
I think they just have a population problem altogether.
In general.
Country is probably going to... I mean, look, they've got tsunamis coming towards them and...
That's true.
All kind of crazy earthquakes.
That's true.
I think that's God trying to tell them, hey, get off Earth.
Hey.
Go to the moon.
Take it down a notch.
Hey, take it down. Hey, chill out, China.
China, cut it out.
Yeah, nuclear explosions. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing.
It's those crazy North Koreans.
I know, people think they're so smart, but really?
You can't judge Asia by North Korea, though. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's true. That's just a small part of it.
That's a small territory. It's like judging the United States by Florida. You can't do that. You know, not to an entire group of people.
That's the wang of America.
I was watching a show last night about the Alaska people.
Yeah.
Do you know they refer to the United States everybody's the same, and they say the lower 48. That's what they call us.
They call us the lower 48?
Yeah.
They can suck on it.
Yeah, they should suck on it. I'm you can't just say the lower 48. We're all together. Southerners are different than Yankees.
Oh, yeah, but...
Oh, that's what you're upset about?
But the lower 48 can call everybody Mexican? That's below Texas? Now, how does it feel being on the other side, Missy?
Gotcha.
Touche.
I don't know.
Well, I would like to live in Alaska and then call you guys the lower 48.
Call us the lower 48. We're going to call you an Eskimo.
Does Florida call the U.S. the higher 48?
Nobody's higher than Florida. Those guys are stoned.
I don't know what Floridians say. They're all weird.
Florida was one of the states, along with D.C. and I think there was a couple other states, that were legalizing marijuana for recreational use.
Starting when?
I don't know, but it was on the ballot. Starting when? Like, should I be planning around this?
No,
I'm
just...
Starting when?
I mean, like, is this, like, recent? I don't know. That sounded like I was really excited about it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I did. When do I need to go?
Like, let's pack up our stuff. I mean, is that today?
Why am I wasting time with this podcast? I could be getting stoned.
Well, that's good for them, you know? Yeah. Good for them.
We're not far off from becoming a country where it's fully legalized for whatever, and, you know, people are going to be like hippies and living out on communes.
And George Washington rolling over a million times like a drill in his grave.
He's going to be like my robot drill dick, and yeah. He's just going to be rolling around in his grave.
And yeah, spinning. Like, this is, you know, like,
we're like George Washington.
Huh?
He should name his drill dick
George Washington. Yeah.
I'm going to. When that technology is tried and true, I'm going to get.
And then you can put on your thing. I am the father of your lands.
No, we're going to be like a big hippie country, and we're going to be like giving vegetables to each other. And
this is why China is going to overtake the U.S. What is going on over there, Missy? Are you in a tornado?
Hello? Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What happened? Are you okay?
I don't know. I don't know. I felt like this weird signal coming from you guys, and it wasn't right. But it seems okay.
Okay.
So, what are you guys doing today?
I don't know. I think we're recording a podcast.
I have a show later on.
Oh, that's right. By the time I upload this, it'll be a week late.
The Rustic Rudders.
The Rust Reunion, yes.
So how was your show with the Rust Reunion? How did it go?
It went great.
Did it? Good.
Yeah.
I heard you got laid after the show.
Oh, my God. So many women came after me after the show.
Yeah.
So I just slept with all of them at once.
How did you know like a guy didn't sneak in there? That's just a risky move.
I'm just assuming. I saw more boobs than not boobs, so I just went with it. Sometimes you just gotta risk. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta roll the dice and hope for the best.
You just see some boobs and act accordingly. That's what I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw. You know, all the guys from Rust Reunion were doing some heroin after.
Oh yeah, cool. Heroin.
Coke.
Coke. Diet Coke. Coke Zero.
All your major Coke.
All your Cokes, yeah.
Some Dasani.
Some water. Pepsi, yeah.
Pepsi too.
They got in there too.
Why not? People.
What about Pepsi Blue?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Pepsi Blue is terrible.
Classic Pepsi?
I don't know.
Surge is good.
Surge is good.
So, I know a lot of people...
Kids, drink Surge!
Kids, drink Surge. We promise it won't give you a heart attack.
No.
Not right away, anyways.
Yeah.
Later, after you can't sue us. I know many people are probably wondering, where in the world is Satch?
Yeah, they probably are. He's been missing all week.
Where's Satch?
He's been missing from all the last podcast. Although we forgot to mention the last podcast that he was missing.
What state do you think he's in about now?
He's driving through the states going up to New York. So, what time is it?
He told me he was stopping in Roanoke to spend the night.
Horseshit.
When did he leave? Yesterday?
Yeah, I guess.
Yep.
No, he said... Or early this morning. I don't know. We asked him if he wanted to be a part of the podcast via telephone.
He said, fuck you.
He said, fuck you. He said, me and Chrissy are going to be driving... And we can't be talking at the same time, so...
That's a quiet-ass drive.
I wouldn't want to drive to New York all in one day. That'd suck.
I've done it. I would leave like 7 or 8 at night and then just drive all night.
Yeah. Yeah, how long does it take to get up to New York? Like 16 hours?
No, it's like 10 hours.
Charlotte to New York City?
Yeah. Oh, really? That's it?
It's only 600 miles.
Oh, shit. Well, hell, I could do that. I thought it was like further than Michigan.
No.
We should do that, like,
I mean, if you go upstate, probably. But if you're going to New York City, which I think is, he's in Long Island, so 11 maybe out Depends on how fast you go. That's why I go at night, because there's no traffic.
Was I doing Sorry, the high school has some music on, so.
Is it high school?
Are you inside of the high school?
I'm outside.
Oh. Well, so yeah. Missy joined us from Spartanburg.
She did. Melissa,
yes.
How do you feel about having sex currency?
Coitus.
Because Michael and I have varying opinions about this.
I would be okay with it. I mean, it would depend on the exact amounts of things, I guess.
So I guess, you know, we're talking like, we'll start with like a hand job being like the smallest form of
Right, but what currency. Does a hand job get you? Like $80 worth of groceries?
Whoa, or, I don't know.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
This is a good question. What would stuff be worth?
Or is like a hand job just like a full tank of gas?
I think a hand job is like a full tank of gas.
So, okay.
$40 maybe.
Yeah, and like a boob touch is a second base act. A second base is like a quarter of a tank.
Okay. So like $10. Okay, that feels right.
Yeah, that feels about right.
What about a blowjob?
I think that should be like $500 worth of anything you want.
Like new tires?
Like anything. You just get a credit on your card. Your citizen blowjob card. Or sex currency card.
BJ Bank. Now serving the Carolinas.
So once you do it, they load so much coin power onto your card.
Coin power, yeah. Okay.
Bitcoins? Is this how this is going to work?
This is going to fund the Bitcoin community.
So, are we talking...
For anything.
So then we're talking like intercourse as, like for a new car?
I think intercourse should be like...
No.
I don't know.
No way.
No? Too much?
I think intercourse...
5,000. It should be 5,000 coins.
So I need to sleep with somebody 100 times?
It's different between like people too. Like if you're really shitty at having sex versus like Jessica Alba, like there's a difference. You know, it could range anywhere from like $100 to like $10,000. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but who's the judge of that? Like, you know, what if I think I'm pretty good in the sack,
That's
but
true.
Not in the sack, not in sack, but if I'm pretty good in bed.
I'm pretty good at having sex with Zach.
Yeah, I'm good. What if I think I'm pretty good in bed, and then, like, it turns out that I'm not? Like, who's the judge of my prowess?
I guess
That's why everything costs the same, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a system.
Say you want to go buy a piece of jewelry, and it costs $5,000. 5,000 coins.
Yes.
So you can either have sex with the person selling the jewelry, or you can use your card that you've already preloaded because you had sex with some other guy 2 weeks ago.
Interesting.
Is there like an ATM for this?
Yes. There is! Isn't that awesome?
It's like a glory hole.
What if you're impotent?
Anytime you have sex with someone, you get these coins on your card, like if you have sex with them in exchange for like nothing. Like if you just have sex for fun, you get paid.
I like the idea. Whoa, hold on. How about this also? Do both parties get paid, or just the chick or just the dude?
Oh, both parties get paid.
But as in porn, women get paid more. It's the reverse glass ceiling.
Yeah. Finally, women get theirs.
Like Ryan and I, we have sex. We both get 5,000 coins. Next weekend, he wants a new lawnmower. Well, the lady says, you can either sell me your coins that you got from your girlfriend, or you can have sex with me.
Okay, yeah. I get it.
But then you get nothing on your card because you had sex for the lawnmower.
And how about this? Like, so let's say you and your man friend have sex, Could someone be there, like, watching and be like, oh, wow, they did a really great job on each other. That's worth a 10,000 coins.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
A sexual judge?
Yeah, there's, like, a judge. But, like, yeah. You know, you come home and you're kind of tired from work and you're like, eh, I'm just going to lay here. Then he's like, no, she didn't really put her heart into this one. And then, you know.
Yes, we can, it would be a world that's constantly videotaped, like, the Hunger Games.
This is a weird world. What a strange, pointless world.
What a weird world where it's just like a bunch of sex and...
And coins.
Like, nobody works anywhere. People are just like having sex on the street.
Sex. And yeah.
That's a world I want to be a part of.
This is a bit confusing place.
It is confusing.
Well, I think to like sustain the sex currency, you would have to just have a world full of sex.
You would need to.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
but what about pregnancies and stuff?
That's for the moon.
There's gonna be babies everywhere.
Yeah, there's gonna be so many babies. It's gonna be the China of the universe.
Yeah. This is crazy. Anyway.
Well, that's my... So.
We should text Zach and ask him his feelings about this.
Yeah, we should ask him.
We should find out. We owe it to him.
We should be like, hey, are you driving? Why don't you call us, you?
You.
You should just text him and say, how many coins did you lose for your Prius?
None. Negative coins.
I'm going to try to call him real quick.
Hold on. You're going to try to call him.
Okay.
Shit. How do I call things?
You press that their name and...
Oh, okay. And then they just come up?
And they just come up.
Get the fuck out of town.
There we go. Put him on speaker.
Is he answering?
No.
No, it was ringing and then it stopped ringing.
That means I was ignored.
Is it? No.
Yes, or.
I see time going by. Isn't it? Did he answer?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Call forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let's leave him a funny voice message.
3241039-1
Not his phone number.
Is not available.
Oh, shit.
At the tone, please record your message.
We'll fix it.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Zach, what the fuck, man? You're not answering the phone. It's the Anything Goes Inside podcast, and you're live.
You're live.
We got Melissa from Boiling Springs, South Carolina. She's on the phone.
Hey, Zach.
Michael's here. He's jerking off under the table. You can't see it because this is a recording.
But I'm using the picture of you.
Yep. So, this is awkward.
All right.
How's that drive?
This Bye. Is awkward. Oh, so it's like he was here.
It was like he was here. Because of the awkward.
He's here in my heart.
Anyway, this has been fun. This has been a good podcast. I appreciate the talk about sex currency.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm taking Ryan today to go get our toes done.
What? Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
He's going to look so fancy when he goes to the Dominican.
I know. He's going to look great.
Yeah. So cute. Now, does he also get his nails done? His fingernails?
Not I like... told him to get a...
The fuck was that?
It's a saw.
What's he doing? What's he sawing in the middle of the morning?
He's sawing some wood.
So that's sleeping.
I think I just saw some wood.
Whoa. Ew.
Ew.
Hey. Oh, yeah, we're gonna go get our toes done. And I told him he should have a manicure. He said maybe.
Oh, good. I hope he does. It's worth it.
Yeah, he wants to look good for when he's in the, you know, out there in the...
For when he's proposing to you on the beach.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know it's gonna happen.
Gotta put a ring on it.
If you want to put a ring on it.
I don't know. My birth control hasn't fully kicked in yet, so we're not quite sure about these mood swings.
Do you want me to take this off of the podcast? Are we getting too real?
I don't care.
Okay.
It's the real world.
Yeah, it's the real world, you know? Birth control is something that the world needs to know about.
Yeah.
What's birth control?
Condoms.
Condos?
Condos.
Condors?
Yeah, that's condors are birth control because if a bird is attacking you, then you don't...
You're not going to be having
sex. You're not going to have sex.
Yep. Anyway.
Birth control gets you the most points without having to go to the moon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Moon sex.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, this has been really fun.
Okay, everybody.
All right.
This was good.
Michael.
It's been real.
Sign us off.
Just a tip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sexy tip.
Oh, that is a sexy tip.